Are you a fan of pro wrestling, comedy, and combat sports? Then we have the podcast for you, because we cover that and much, much more.
Do you like to debate with your friends? Do we have the perfect segment for you? It's the 531, where we take any given subject, break it down to a top five. From there, we debate it down to three, and then into that number one spot.
If you want to get a hold of us, find us on our social media. Search Working Fans Podcast on any major social media platform. And if you want to find the podcast, search for us on any major podcast platform, as well as YouTube.
Working Fans Podcast. We put in the work so you don't have to.
All right, everybody. We are live with the Combat Cast. And before we get started anything, we got to pay them bills. Tell everybody about our new sponsor, Seven.
All right. Our sponsor today, Game Up. Game Up makes a thirst-quenching adult beverage, special blend of electrolytes, a hard hydration drink. Comes in fruit punch, orange, lemon lime, and grape.
Yes, it does. And it's a full flavored drink, folks. 110 calories, so it's low carb. 110 calories per can, so low carb. Enjoy it. Get some Game Up. And then watch us, and watch us today, and watch us in future episodes. What else do we have coming up?
All right, May 18th, UFC Fight Night, Barbosa versus Murphy. And then May 25th, there are no fights. It's Memorial Day weekend here in the States. So we'll come up with something for you guys. And then June 1st, we're back at it with UFC. UFC 302, Makhachev versus Poirier for the lightweight belt.
All right. That's going to be a banger. We're ready for that. I really want Dustin to win that very bad. But
by guillotine, if possible.
Gilly all day, yeah. Every day. Well, we had what we would probably say was UFC's weakest pay-per-view in terms of name value and what they had coming up here. I mean, we just got out of 300. We just saw they announced, like we said, Conor McGregor's coming up versus Michael Chandler, and Dustin Poirier and Islam Makhachev is coming up. So we have stacked pay-per-views coming up. This was kind of the one that was just like there. But we're going to talk about it a little bit right now. UFC 301, it was an event. It was a pay-per-view. It was from Brazil. It had some moments on it. Before we get started, one thing I will say, now, Chevy didn't get a chance to watch this, so he's going to go through the results, and I'm just going to give you some potential matchups I like to see. But one thing I guess we should mention, too, is Shogun going into the Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, pride, legend, UFC legend, light heavyweight legend in general in MMA, Shogun, yeah, Mauricio Shogun Ura.
I mean, you're talking, if a legacy is measured by fights or championships, he did them both.
Yeah.
He had championships in Pride, UFC, and he had some of the most legendary fights in both promotions. So, well-deserved, well-due. Congratulations to Shogun, but let's talk about this card. Now, you did watch some of the prelims. Anything you want to point out?
No, they were overall pretty good, especially for name value and everything. It wasn't the worst card, but I could not bring myself to spend the $85 or whatever it is for the main card. But we'll go through what happened. So.
Okay.
Leading off the card, Paul Craig versus Kyle Barolo. Paul Craig got KO'd round two, slumped pretty hard.
He did. And at the end of the day, he just didn't he didn't have, like you kind of called this. He just wasn't gonna have an answer on the feet, you know. So I'm just gonna, like I said, just gonna go through some potential matchups here real quick. Bahar, I found it easy. I'd like to see him fight Jack Hermanson next.
Oh yeah, that's good. Both guys are very well rounded. Jack definitely leans more towards the submission game, but we saw how Brawl just dealt with Paul Craig. Little bit different puzzle to solve because Jack can't strike, but that's good matchmaking.
Yeah, like to see it. So, and then our next fight,
Michelle Pereira versus Ihor Potiera.
Yeah,
and Pereira got a round one guillotine, but he also backflipped onto Potiera. He did knee him in the head. I don't know if you saw that.
I did
accidentally, but nothing got called. But yeah, Guy's wild.
It was kind of glancing blow, but it was still on the head. And I mean, yeah, Pereira doing a standing moonsault, basically, on an opponent. This guy's fucking nuts. You just don't expect people to do that in real fights, but Pereira does it. It's incredible. I want this guy to get a big step up. He's had like 7 or 8 wins in a row now. He called out Jared Cannonier. I love that fight. If he can't get that fight, I'm up for Marvin Vettori too. Like, I think this guy, it's a big step up either way, and it could be problems because it's going to be people who know how to deal with that, complete MMA fighters. However, I think he deserves the opportunity.
Yeah, both those guys are also huge. And Pereira, like, was a welterweight. Marvin Vettori would never make welterweight. Cannonier, he used to fight a heavyweight. So tough matchups for him. But yeah, that's the level he's getting to. He's been doing so well lately.
I think Baharo actually might have called out Jared Cannonier. So my bad. But nonetheless, they're in the same weight class. And by the way, they could fight each other.
Yeah.
Pereira, yeah. So also potential fight. But I think Pereira does deserve a bigger fight at this point. So.
Yeah.
Okay, next fight.
All right, Anthony Smith versus Vitor Petrino.
All right,
I did not call this one.
I was picking a dog. I did call Smith last week. However, I will say, as the fight got closer, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? And I said it would be his experience in the fight, but then as he was getting hit early on in the fight, I'm like, oh shit, this is not gonna go well. He just looks outclassed. I'm like, whatever, I made a bad pick. I'm like, you know, let's do it. But no, it was experience that actually ended up being the problem here, because he tried to basically pick up Smith, and, you know, Smith had that guillotine lock, and he should have tried to probably fight the hands or something, but he's like, nah, I'm going to slam him, and that's going to be it. But no, Smith just locked it on a little tighter, and he did what he had to do to get the win. So good on him. He is such a hard guy to book a fight for, by the way, because he's literally
fought everyone.
Almost everybody won or lost. I did not see a fight with him and Nikita Krylov at this point. And I thought, let's book that fight. Fun fight. Two relatively known names among hardcore MMA fans. Let's do it up.
Yeah, that's good. Middle of the table. See who's going to be moving up. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that fight either. Yeah. All right. Co-main event. Jonathan Martinez versus Jose Aldo, although making his return from his 2-year retirement.
Aldo still looks sharp. He still looks like one of the best in the world. You know, the difference is Aldo still able to win championships? Is he still able to be in that top 2-3? We don't know that. This fight isn't going to tell us that, but it does tell us is he's basically just as good as where he left off. He looks sharp, and he hasn't lost a step. So it'll be very interesting to see now if he sticks around, where we might see him do next. I have a couple ideas. I believe they originally wanted to book a fight with him and Dominic Cruz. I am all for that. I think that's fun. I don't think Aldo necessarily is going to get a title shot next. So let's do this. All right. And if that's not, and you want to move up a little bit, a little more of a dangerous fight, but another name, Henry Cejudo.
Yeah. Did Cejudo retire? You remember he didn't really get his time or whatever. So I don't think he ever put out a real announcement about retiring. So
yeah, he's still in the rankings. So
this could be a good fight to keep him drawn in or whatever. You know, because Aldo is a name and he performed well. So that could, you know, move Cejudo up the rankings. Same for Aldo if he gets the win. Cejudo's not that far removed from a fight against Merab that was close. So, yeah, it's good. Good to see Aldo back in there. It does. I did see a stat, and I'm not accusing Aldo of anything, but I did see all of his losses happen during the USADA era. And he was 15-0 outside of USADA. We are outside of USADA era again. Although this current drug testing company, whatever they are, has caught a few guys and have put out suspensions, but just noting, not inferring anything.
Right. We'll see. Anyway, it's also, I mean, Aldo was still, you know, I would have picked Aldo over Martinez, who's a great fighter, before he left. Still, he would have been the favorite in my eyes. So Right now, we're just saying nothing has changed. But we'll see how he performs. I mean, and too, another thing is sometimes taking time away can be good for you, you know? So
that's very true. Yeah. I hear he looked very good. So, and Martinez, you know, I think he was on a 6-fight win streak or something like that. So tough, tough opponent.
Tough division.
All right. Alexander Pantoja versus Steve Ursig.
Ursig came to fight. This was a competitive fight for 5 rounds. Some people thought Steve Ursig won the fight. You could have had this 49-46 for Pantoja, like the judges did, or you could have had it 48-47, Steve Ursig. It was just there was a few close rounds in there. Ursig definitely caught him with an elbow and busted him up a little bit. So Ursig definitely had the damage was in his favor of the fight. So if this had been Pride rules, he might have definitely actually won this fight for sure. But that being said, Pantoja, another great victory. It's tough with the flyweights because he's kind of clearing out really the top fighters already. But there is a guy named Emil Abazi who is clearly he's the number 2-ranked guy, going to probably be number 1-ranked guy. To me, that's, I guess, the fight you have to make next, I believe.
Right. Yeah, that I think was talked about before this fight came together. So, yeah, he's got to be next.
I would think so. But you know what is next is we're going to talk about UFC Fight Night this weekend. Derek Lewis is in action. And Chevy, I'll let you say his opponent's name here.
It is Rodrigo Nascimento.
Rodrigo Nascimento. Thank you. Anyway, but let's talk about a few fights on this card first.
Yeah. The prelims on this are actually great if you're a hardcore MMA fan, which if you're listening to our podcast, I assume you are. So shout out to a few fights on here. JJ Aldridge, Veronica Hardy. Dan Hardy's wife leading off the card. Local fighter to us, Billy Goff. He's fighting Trey Waters. So shout out to Billy Goff. We'll be keeping an eye on that one. Tabitha Ricci, Tisha Pennington, formerly Tisha Torres. And then the featured bout is very exciting. Chase Hooper versus, Vyacheslav Borishchev. So great kickboxer, not a lot of not a lot of grappling. Obviously the opposite for Chase Hooper. So grappler versus striker. Chase has looked good lately. So I'm rooting for him. Also on the undercard of the main card, Walder Cortez Acosta is fighting. I'm not going to try to pronounce this guy's name. He's the new Cuban Taekwondo guy who has like 10 fights and has only fought for like a total of 40 seconds. So keep an eye out on that one. That one's leading off the main card. The guy's a monster. He has one fight in the UFC, I believe. And then also keep an eye out Alex Caceres versus Sean Woodson.
Okay.
Bruce Leroy always puts on a good show.
Yeah, been a longtime fighter for the UFC now, too.
Oh, yeah, over 10 years.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, let's get into this co-main event.
Yeah.
Joaquin Buckley did some campaigning to get on this card. He wanted to be the main event, ended up taking the co-main event spot. So it's Joaquin Buckley versus Nursultan Ruzbiev, I think.
Yeah, he might regret doing this, but we'll see. Ruzbiev is 34-8-2, 12 KOs, 20 decisions. He's on a 10-fight winning streak, and he's 2-0 in the UFC. Also, if you look at that, 20 subs, all right? So he's definitely having an advantage on the ground. He was also 2-0 as a boxer in 2022. I'm not telling you this guy's about it, but it sounds like he's definitely somebody who works on his striking as well. All right? Buckley? 18-6, 13 knockouts, 5 decisions. He's on a 3-fight winning streak. He has 4 performances of the night. He's a dynamic fighter. Man, this feels like, I don't know. I don't like the style matchup here, just based on what I'm reading and what I'm seeing. But I'm going to go with Buckley because I'm a little more familiar with him, and he's had some tougher opponents. But this could be a tough night for him. Buckley by a second round TKO.
Yeah, both guys are finishers. Burton Nursultan would be considered more well-rounded. With that being said, Buckley is a huge step up in competition for him. And Buckley has the touch of death. So I'm with you. I'm going to pick Buckley by round two KO.
All right.
That's main card. A couple of big heavyweights. Derek Lewis versus Rodrigo Nascimento.
All right. Nascimento, 11-1-1. Two KOs, six sub, three decisions. He's 4-1-1 in the UFC. He actually started off with a loss and a draw. So, his one loss, though. This is interesting. I always mess up his name. Chris Dukakis?
Yeah, Chris Dukakis.
This Chris Dukakis.
Who is not in the UFC anymore. He got cut.
Yeah, that is his one loss, and he got knocked out. So let's keep that in mind. Derek Lewis is 27-12-1, 22 KOs, one subs, four decision. It's funny, as I was reading this today, too, I'm sure I've done this before, but I always get fucking like, who did Derek Lewis submit?
Yeah.
I read it was early in his career, and it was an arm bar. And I just feel like he must have just grabbed this guy's arm and probably almost ripped it out or something.
Yeah, he like just rolled by accident to his back just by the weight. His weight carried him backwards, snapped the guy's arm off.
But performance of the night for Derek Lewis, five times, fight of the night, three times. He's one of those, you know, kill or be killed guys. He's been involved in a lot of exciting fights, a few stinkers too, but you know, he's just a guy who's going to try to go for a knockout. When I look at Nascimento's record and I look at some of the stuff, I think he's a more well-rounded fighter, but pretty much everybody Derek Lewis fights is a more well-rounded fighter, so that's nothing. It's that one knockout he has getting caught. This is the heavyweight. Anything can happen. I don't like to play MMA math, but when I see that, I think, ooh, I don't know if you can take a Derek Lewis punch, though. So that's for that reason. Maybe I'm going with my heart, but Derek Lewis, first round knockout.
I would assume Rodrigo is aware of Black Beast's power, his power advantage, and his lack of BJJ skills. His best bet is to tire Lewis out with clinching and grappling before going for a sub. He needs to remember position over submission, because if you don't get the sub on Derek Lewis, he's going to put you to sleep once he gets up. In those scrambles and stuff is when he catches a lot of guys. So obviously I would like Black Beast to KO this guy, no disrespect, but Derek is the best, obviously. Yeah. You want him to win just for his post-fight interviews, really. So, but I do think I am going to pick Nascimento. I assume it's going to be another boring fight similar to Almeida, where he just grapples and tries to lay on top of him as much as possible, tires him out. I think he gets a round three sub. He's fought some tough guys and he has a good fight IQ, so I'll pick Nascimento, but I hope he gets knocked out.
It's gonna be one of those others, I imagine. So, but we shall see. All right, why don't we tell people we got coming up one more time?
All right, May 18th, UFC Fight Night, Barbosa versus Murphy. Memorial Day weekend here in the U.S., May 25th, no fights. We'll figure out some sort of show for you guys. And then June 1st, we're back, UFC 302, Makhachev versus the Gilly Goose, Dustin Poirier.
I love it, Gilly Goose. All right, guys, enjoy the fights this weekend and enjoy some Game Up.
If you haven't tried Game Up, then you are missing out. Imagine your favorite seltzer and your favorite sports drink had a baby, but it's way better than that. Each can is 110 calories, low carb, 4.9 ABV. It's a nice light drink that is not light on flavor. Game Up comes in fruit punch, orange, lemon, lime, and grape. Pick it up at drinkgameup.com or at your nearest liquor store.
All right, so that wraps us up for this week. Thank you again for listening to the Working Fans Podcast. So as always, you can find us on Twitter at Fans Working. Our Facebook page is Working Fans Wrestling Pod. We have email where you can reach out to us and let us know what you think also. That's workingfanswrestlingpod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, workingfanswrestling_pod. And then as always, please continue to listen to us on anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, all your major platforms. If you're following us on Apple Podcasts, which we are also on now, and YouTube, please make sure you subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. It helps us bring you these podcasts where we get to talk to you and talk with you every week.